ABC Radio Australia.
Please be aware the following story does involve the topic of sexual assault and discretionary is advised. A Papua New Guinean community leader in Queensland is appealing to the PNG government to seriously look at the people who are being sent for seasonal work in Australia after three PNG farm workers were jailed for raping a young woman. Sauni Ongomeni, who lives in Townsville, says such incidents bring a bad name to Papua New Guinea, the perpetrators' families and PNG citizens living in Australia. She says some workers have been picked up by the police for drunken behaviour in entertainment areas and in public places.
Whoever they send in here has to represent Papua New Guinea, right? It's not about just their families or directly themselves. They are the ambassadors of Papua New Guinea. So whatever they do here reflects the Papua New Guinea government, Papua New Guinea people, and especially the company. I think they have companies that is approved by the government of Papua New Guinea to recruit. So the management of these companies who are recruiting is at fault if they're not selecting properly. Number two, whatever is going on between the government, the companies, the departments who is responsible for sending these young people to Australia has to ensure that they are interviewing them properly, right into their lifestyle, how where they come from, how they live in the background has to be checked and rechecked. Because these young people who are coming here, unfortunately, might be just a handful of people who are creating these problems for the rest of the young people and the rest of the country. And unfortunately, once Papua New Guinea name has got a bad reputation, then the Australian government or the farmers will have to think twice before they engage them.
What do you think of this seasonal work that Australia and New Zealand have been offering to Pacific Islanders?
It's a great, great program to both countries that are a host country as well as the country like Papua New Guinea and other Pacific Islanders working in both host countries, New Zealand and Australia. And our government and our young people should really grab it with open arms and take on board and respect the country that is hosting them and respect the people they're working with, respect the people of this country, and just try and adapt and adjust to the rules and the lifestyle that is available here, because it's a great, great opportunity. And as a matter of fact, I've tried to do that right at the beginning of this seasonal work, but it never came through because unlike other Pacific Islanders, I'll tell you now, Solomon Island brings in 50 to 100 people in just one town I know of. Fijians bring 50, 60, 100 people in one town alone. I don't know, you know, other cities like Brisbane, Melbourne, every state has this seasonal work. And yet, you have other Pacific Islanders who are coming in hundreds, I mean hundreds, to these three towns now. We don't bring in that many compared to them. I don't know what the reason is. It breaks my heart because I'm a grandmother, I'm a mother, I'm a teacher, educator, and I love my country, I love my young people. I want to help and support this program, but it's not working.
Before you said that such incidences like this bring a bad name to not just the people involved, but the whole country. So what would you like to see done from the PNG end and also here in Australia?
Okay, number one, the selection criteria. Number two, how is the system working? And who is involved and how is it involved? I don't know. I have no idea. So I don't like to point fingers. But I think that process needs to be looked at very closely. So is the selection criteria strict enough? There has to be an orientation done in Papua New Guinea before they get on the plane. And after they come here, there has to be an orientation done here by Australians because Papua New Guineans don't exactly know 100% of what goes on here. I think we all would like to see that. And it has to be a fair distribution of workers from every province and it cannot be dominated by certain provinces. Every province has to be given that opportunity.
So you don't think there is enough awareness about Australia's strict laws on sexual harassment and gender-based violence?
I don't think there is enough awareness done on the regulations. You know, like when my students come from university, I talk to them about sexual harassment, which is very, very, very strict in Australia. Domestic violence, which is very, very strict in Australia. You know, I could have put somebody in prison, but I didn't. Because I'm a pastoral care provider, I took him under my wing and kept him until he finished his uni studies before I sent him home. So really, you can talk to them, but it's not the same as somebody who lives here, knows the rules and regulations, the toughness and the strictness of Australian rules. You know, you can't get away with just touching one woman's bum, which is very common in Papua New Guinea and other islands. We just think it's fine. Well, you can't do that here. You'll be taken to court. So there's not enough awareness or education done in our countries before they come to Australia or New Zealand. And they just take it as fun. Papua New Guineans take these kind of things as fun because it happens in Papua New Guinea and they get away with it. They think they can get away with it here. And you don't. You can go to jail or get deported.
And that is Sao Niongomeni, a PNG community leader in Queensland, speaking with Caroline Terriman.